As a child, I always thought the moon gave out light. I could see it so clearly, and it was comforting to know that the moon would always be there. Now I know that the moon does not in fact produce light, but becomes visible when illuminated by the sun, an indirect light. Ivo Schoofs and Pepe Heinen use this feature in the work Lucy. Instead of one sun, they use two suns, two huge searchlights which were used during World War II to search for enemy planes. These searchlights are called carbon arcs and are the brightest lamps ever made. The strength of one lamp is equivalent to 800 million candles. 800 million candles. That would take a lot of candles. Just how do you get a lamp like that?
It's most powerful lamp you can imagine. It's a carbon arc. It's like welding with a big parabolic mirror behind you, but then with real big power. And that makes this strong beam that goes on for like 15 to 20 kilometers in the sky, depending on moisture in the air. We decided to make it as green as possible. So we got rid of the very bad six-cylinder engine, which is making a lot of bad air. And we replaced it by a new kind of power unit we developed, and we can just plug it in the wall like a normal machine. And now we're going to use them for as light sources to light the project Lucy in the sky. Maybe it will shine like a diamond. It's not motor driven, but it's a combination of white light of a white sphere with beams that will go everywhere, and it's depending on the wind, how hard the wind blows, how fast the beams will spread over the city.